Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, continuing along with the good, the bad, and the dumb, the midweek version of it. Let's get right to it. It is the good of the day.
Ah, the good of the day. And you know what? The good of the day, I'm going to credit Barstool Sports, one of their bloggers, for coming up with this idea. Because this is in the wake of the Peyton and Eli Monday Night Football extravaganza that we all seem to enjoy. He blogged, and I fully support this. ESPN needs to do whatever they can to make sure that they call this year's Tennessee versus Ole Miss game.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
How much fun would that be?
That's a great idea.
I didn't even think about that. I figured, you know, those two probably play each other year in, year out. Never put the two and two together. We need that. We need them. I need them in full uniform.
You want to throw Archie in there, too, a little bit?
Why not? Throw Archie in there, too.
Mr. Rebel himself, Mr. Ole Miss. He's got a street named after him in Oxford.
If you're going to have a special guest, then make it him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should do that. That would be great. No, they should. The Manning should be all over this. You know, they're opportunistic.
They are. I mean, make it a weekend where you're not going to do the Sunday game or Monday Night Football game.
I saw this article that said, oh, the ratings weren't that good. And I said, please don't spoil it with this nonsense. Let's just let this play out. Don't start criticizing the ratings. And
yeah.
It's not getting into that. This is easy to put together. It's easy television to make. You know, it's not going to get canceled after 5 weeks because the ratings weren't there. This is simple. They throw these two guys on a TV screen. They talk about football for 4 hours. You've already got the rights to the game. It's I loved it. I thought it was great. They should do it.
It was so much fun.
And I said yesterday. We said, look, it's a different way of looking at these football games. And there might be a new room for this down the road with, like you said, like with like Ole Miss Tennessee. There might be a new way of doing this when you find the right duo that can add an alternate broadcast to it. You don't want to get too crazy because you don't want to get people away from the original, but if you're doing it in coordinates with you can make this work. You can make this work. I think these two guys were, their brothers were, it was fun.
I mean, you know, just, I mean, Peyton has too much knowledge. Eli, you know, we found, you know, he was always quiet and reserved, but there's a lot of football knowledge there that it was probably eye-opening for us. It was eye-opening for me. You know, I mean, I knew that you get to that point in your career, you got to be an expert at what you're doing. But I never really thought of him in that light. You always knew Peyton did. We knew that Peyton was coaching on the field.
Yeah, very intelligent, he was, you know, like you said, coaching, tutoring players.
Yeah.
Very, very smart at that. But you know what's that Tennessee Ole Miss game? That'll be a blast because, man, you're talking about guys. These guys have passion, right? Like they have a lot of.
Like, it was funny. I mean, when you watch that Monday Night Football game and Peyton's towards the end of the game, he's hugging that football, waiting for the Raiders to score a touchdown, and you know he looks nervous.
Yeah,
and it's like you don't have a skin in this game. You probably hate the Raiders. You hate the Ravens. Right? I mean, how can you like either one of those teams? Yet you do. He's rooting. I mean, he's just rooting for, I guess, good football.
And Ole Miss is ranked this year.
Yeah.
Good offense. This could be good. That could be really good. That's a good idea. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, sticking with college football, Jim Harbaugh apparently is so obsessed with beating Ohio State that he runs a specific drill in practice just for Ohio State. The drill is a very physical drill. It's a 9-on-7 drill where they have the 5 offensive linemen. They bring in 2 tight ends, and it's basically just a running play, no wide receivers. And they just, you know, go full throttle on the defensive line. But this drill also includes loud music and smelling salts.
Oh. Okay.
If you don't know this already, I don't know where you've been, but Jim Harbaugh, I believe, is 0-5 against Michigan.
No, he's not. Ohio State's never beaten him.
Or against Ohio State, and he's never really been close.
No, he is, you know, no matter how much they may love him as an old Wolverine, you better beat Ohio State.
Yep.
You can't be losing to them. It'll cost you your gig.
I mean, you can literally go.
Who was it? John Cooper at Ohio State had good teams and never could beat Michigan? before it led to Jim Tressel.
Yeah.
And then Jim Tressel, when he got hired, he was introduced at a basketball game, and he told people exactly how many days it was until they played Michigan. And I mean, everyone's like, all right, Jim Tressel gets it.
You literally could save your job if you went 1-10, and that one win was against the rival.
Absolutely.
Because that's all that matters.
That's really what matters. Matters the most.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess I can figure out how loud music comes into play.
Where's the smelling salts?
I mean, this is just to wake you up more.
Are players getting knocked out in practice, unconscious?
I think this is before the ball snapped.
Oh, so he's just giving them smelling salts.
Smelling
before
salts.
The game?
Wake up! You know, get hyped.
Ohio State.
I don't know. I guess it's like an old football thing, right? Just sniff some smelling salts. And like,
yeah.
You know, I've seen coaches.
He's bringing it back old school.
Exactly. That's obsession.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, man.
Now, because, I mean, what? He's been a decent coach there.
Yeah, he's been
all
right.
But there's always been wild antics with his recruiting, with what he's doing on the sideline, the khaki pants.
Joel Klatt pointed this out once, and I said, wow, Joel, I didn't even look at it that way. He showed the record and how many games like that he's beaten of top teams. Like, he hasn't beaten Ohio State, but he's done very good in some of these situations. But because he hasn't beat Ohio State and because of these other off the field stuff that he deals with, the perception is he's doing a bad job.
Yeah.
But the reality is he's actually doing a pretty good job. But he just, in the things that matter a lot more in terms of a scale, he's not doing well.
No, I mean, let's face it, he's perennial. He's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Year in and year out. Yeah, and, I mean, I don't think he's had a losing record with Michigan yet.
Yeah. It's, God. I don't know. These games against rivals where they have your number, man, it's got to be the most stressful thing because you've tried everything and there's nothing you could do. Right? It's like Shane Beamer's going to find this out at South Carolina going up against Clemson. It's like eventually they're going to want you to beat Clemson. But what if Clemson's like a power? Like, you know, like it's hard to beat a team that's ranked in the top 3 or 4 or 5 in the country every year. Right? No matter how good you are. Like, you can play perfect football and still lose those games. And, yeah, he just has not found the winning formula for Ohio State. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, well, it's kind of a good and dumb. All right? Because I really don't know how to feel about this, but Taco Bell is they're testing something, and the only place that they're testing this thing is in Tucson, Arizona. And basically what it is, it's a monthly subscription.
Okay.
So depending on the location of your Taco Bell, I guess, it either costs you $5 to $10 per month, then you can go and pick up a taco anytime you want.
Oh.
So, yeah. I'm kind of, on the one hand, that's like, oh, that's awesome, man. For like, you know, say $10 a month, you can go and get a taco every single day.
Well, that seems a...
But at the same time, it's like, I mean, do we need this in our life? I mean, Taco Bell is cheap anyways. Do we need Taco Bell to have a monthly subscription?
How many of you out there honestly have no matter how the numbers add up, how many of you out there just don't do the monthly thing, right? Where you pay a monthly service.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Where somebody says, hey, for $20 a month, you can join this club, or $30 a month, you could join that club. And you know that if you do the math, it's cheaper in the long run, but you still aren't ready to commit to somebody tapping your bank account every month for $20 or $30.
Outside of streaming, you know, I think that's the only monthly subscription I do right now is just different streaming services.
But here's the difference. You're paying for something you cannot get. Like you can't buy Netflix a la carte.
True. That's you're absolutely
This is more of, hey, do you like this? You've been coming here a lot. Would you like to join our club for $20 a month? And you go, yeah, I do come here a lot, and that does sound reasonable, but I'm still not signing up for it, and I'll still pay for this every time I come. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it's just I'll give you the perfect example of this. Every single time I go for a car wash.
Yes, there you go.
Every time I get a car wash, the computer or the attendant, whoever I pay, asks me if I want to join the monthly membership. And every time I say no, even though in my brain I do the math and I go, it would be much cheaper if I joined the membership.
And
I come here every now and then and I pay $20 for a stupid, Wash Plus Express.
Plus.
Wash.
Plus, not only that, but if you did do the monthly subscription, you would probably wash your car more.
Oh, yeah, without question.
You would probably take it to them and go, here you go. Yep, it's already paid for.
Exactly.
Just got to have the tip money.
Right?
It's so funny because we talked about streaming services, but I remember doing this. Blockbuster Video had a monthly charge.
Yes, and I remember that.
And I did sign up for that. The reason being was because I was paying too much in late fees.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if you just join this, it's $20 a month or $25 a month. I can't remember which one it was. There's no late fees. And I was like, sign me up because I'm paying like $60 in late fees a month anyways.
I know. That was the worst.
Because there's no way I'm getting this movie back before Monday morning.
Throwing on a pair of shoes to get in that car to drive to the Blockbuster on a Sunday night at 9:30.
Yeah, not
happening. To drop off your stupid movies. And in the wintertime where I went in some place in Denver and Colorado where I lived where it was cold, it was like, oh my God, I got to go to a jacket too. Oh!
Yeah.
I'm out there in pajamas. And
how many times? How many times were you sitting there just relaxing going, oh! I got to run to Blockbuster real quick.
Just cuddling up on the couch like, I'm cozy, getting ready to go to bed, get up in the morning. And then you realize, oh, no, this movie's got to go back.
Yep.
I got to get up and go get them out there.
Forgot it. I meant to do it earlier. Oof. Can't believe I didn't
back to the Taco Bell. Yeah, it seems like it would work, but I think I'd be like, ugh.
Well, I don't think we need it for food.
No, because I wouldn't just go in for one taco.
No.
Now you've got me in for the Baja Blast and the curly fry things and the chalupa wrapped in a burrito that's deep fried in a tortilla. Yeah, like I'll come in for that one taco and I'll leave $9 later.
Yep.
So you get me on the monthly and then you get me every time I go in because I'm buying a chalupa combo.
Let's face it. You know, I don't know too many people who just go to Taco Bell for just one taco.
No. And imagine if you were the attendant and you're like, hi, welcome to Taco Bell. What can I get you? One taco. Would you like a drink with that? No. Would you like our cinnamon twist? No. Would you like a burrito with that? No. Would you like anything else on the menu?
Nope.
And he goes, nope.
Just the one taco today.
That one taco. And they just go to the one taco, please. Soft or hard? Hard taco, please. Here you go. And then he goes, and I have a card.
Yep.
I got to get the manager to scan this stupid thing. Beep.
He's got to type in the code.
He's got to type in the code.
Override. That'd be like McDonald's doing a burger of the month club, and you're just getting one hamburger.
That's it.
You go for everything else too. Come on.
Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.